Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Tuesday, January the 20th, 2023. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. Those of you joining us on YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook Live can see the triumphant return of Steve Wiltfong working up until he has to speak. He gives till it hurts. That's his motto. We are thrilled to have him back. Going to handle some quick house cleaning stuff here. I first have to thank all of our listeners and subscribers. If you are not subscribed to the podcast or the YouTube page, I need you to go do that right now. As I mentioned, we are locked in a battle with the Michigan site to see which podcast will get the most YouTube subscribers. Little did I know that Georgia is coming up in the back straight to try and make a run at us here, so let's go national. Let's beat every site in the network and have more YouTube subscribers. Once again, I don't know why that's important. I just know that it is. Bosses like Steve Wiltfong come down on us hard for this type of information. Also, I have to say, if you are in the Dayton area going forward, All the Best Deli has opened, owned by Mr. Bucknuts. In my opinion, the best Jewish deli in the Midwest. It was incredible last night. I was there for the VIP opening. It should be a standard visit for everybody. Pastrami sandwich, pastrami, and rye. That's how it should be. No mustard, no cheese, no need. And everything else is the best thing you've ever had. Also, camp today. Bill Kerlick will be there. Mark Porter will be there. Pat Murphy will be there with bells on. So we will get a complete report on that. Steve, how are you? How was your Father's Day? How was your trip out west? Are you feeling better, relaxed, and refreshed?
Never relaxed, never refreshed, but feeling all right. The dead period is almost upon us. It's Tuesday.
Is that a vacation time for the Wiltfongs again, I hope?
No, because we got to get through commitment season. But okay, at least we are not held, you know, at least there's not a million visits happening every weekend after this weekend.
I got to admit, you have been all over it. There are times when I see your byline come up routinely and I think to myself, dude cannot be loving life right now. He is working himself to the bone, as is our guys like Bill Kerlick. But this is tax season for you guys. It's hot. And so I want to go over, I mean, the coverage you and Bill did from the weekend is tremendous.
How you
bi-coastaled it yourself from the Midwest in California, still breaking down what happened for the Buckeyes. So let's talk about, I kind of got the show broken up into three parts here. We're going to talk about the guys who were here. The two guys from Ohio that Michigan and Ohio State both want, that everyone wants to talk about, and we are legally obligated to comment on. And then we will finish with kind of as deep a dive as possible as we can do on Aaron Nolan. I'm sure many of you have watched the sit downs he did with Steve and the great Josh Pate out there. So we will get into that. But first, I want to start with KJ Bolden. I'll admit I had given up on KJ Bolden. As much as I wanted him in the class and how good he was, and he was related to Perry Eliano, et cetera, kind of felt like that ship had sailed. Now, that's just me. He was here this weekend, and I do feel, based on what you've written, that they are either still in the mix or re-entered the mix. Bring us up to speed, please.
Well, I talked to KJ, and then I talked to his father regarding this past weekend's visit, you know, and KJ said that his experience in Columbus was amazing. He enjoyed himself this weekend. Ohio State has a great culture that's built around family, brotherhood, and development. He met with Chase Young and was able to speak with him about Ohio State and life in general. KJ said that Chase gave him some great advice that he'll take with him and apply to his everyday life. He enjoyed being around Coach Day. He enjoyed being around Coach Eliano and Coach Eliano's family. And he said Ohio State has a special place in his heart. He just likes how everyone's so genuine and real there. He feels at other schools that they do so much to impress you, and at Ohio State it just is what it is, and he loves it. He's been to a few games inside the Shoe, so he knows what that environment's like. He knows what that environment's like at night. You know, he sees the program track record. And he really fits in with the coaches, culture, and players on the team. You know, his dad, Kai, said that KJ really enjoyed his visit. He said it's getting harder to make a decision every week. The campus coaches, players were all outstanding, and he rated it a 10 out of 10, A+. And then his dad even said he looked good in the scarlet and gray. You know, the coaches laid out a clear plan for how to use him and for him to graduate. So I think that resonated on both ends with his family. And with KJ, there's so many opportunities outside and after football, his dad, Kai, mentioned. And he said Ohio State Buckeyes are still a player. Georgia was the leader coming out of the first couple visits. Ohio State has been considered the biggest threat to Georgia. They are weighing this now, moving forward, following another great visit. I think KJ really enjoys Ohio State. Enjoys his time there. This was just a reminder of that, getting to spend that much time there this past weekend. Ohio State is very much in – they've always been a contender. But now, as we come down the stretch of this recruitment, they are one of the front runners alongside Georgia.
You think he'll run it out till the end? What's his plan?
No, I think that he'll make a decision after he finishes up his official visits here. He's at Florida State this weekend. He's got Alabama coming up. He's got Auburn planned for the fall, so we'll see what happens.
We'll see if he takes that Auburn visit. But very interesting, and obviously KJ Bolden, you know, he's one of those guys where if the Sunday faxes have all come in and you're waiting for 1 minute left and his comes in, you take that. You make accommodations for it. He's that good. The other guy I found interesting, and you mentioned why I found it interesting in the first part of this, that I think sometimes when we talk about alumni and some of that stuff, we may, as fans, trump that up a little bit. But for Dylan Stewart, a guy from the D.C. area, to be at camp and have Chase Young there, a guy from the D.C. area who plays for the Washington football team, whatever they're called, and it's kind of the personification of everything Dylan would want to turn into, I imagine that might have had a pretty good effect on him, and having Larry Johnson doesn't hurt either.
No, I think Larry Johnson's the key to this recruitment for Ohio State right now. Dylan Stewart obviously has great respect for Larry Johnson as a man and what he's done in his career. And Dylan Stewart's mom also really likes Larry Johnson. Certainly Ohio State's track record in the DMV of having some really good players come out of that area and go on to do good things is big as well. And teaming up with my colleague, Brian Doan here, Ohio State is in a really good spot with Dylan Stewart moving forward too. And I think that there was a lot of time in this process where there was some a little bit of just, are there some other schools that are in better position because of the era that we're in? But I think that Ohio State is very much a major contender following another visit to Columbus. Brian Doan has a story breaking down the top contenders after talking to Dylan for 30 minutes or so on the 24/7 Sports website. But great time. You talk to people that spent time with Dylan and his mom on campus this weekend, and they said that they had a fabulous time. And so Ohio State's a real one in this one as well.
Sticking with the defensive line, arguably the most positive vibes about any recruit over the last month has been about Buford, Georgia native Edrick Houston, obviously KJ Bolden's teammate. Justice Haynes went to Buford. You've heard me talk on the show constantly about how I feel like Gwinnett County right now is the best county in the country for high school football, player for player. Caden McDonald, Gwinnett County, will be suiting up for your Buckeyes this week, this season. Edrick Houston, kind of a defensive end, defensive line hybrid type. He seems super high on the Buckeyes, and you have echoed that sentiment.
Yeah, my crystal ball is on Ohio State for Edrick Houston right now. I think that as much as any program has prioritized him, you know, Ohio State's recruited him the hardest. You know, they've done a fabulous job of recruiting him. It was a great visit this past weekend. You know, talking to people that spent time with Edrick Houston, they feel like Ohio State is the one to beat. Bill Kierlik had a great interview with Edrick Houston, which I think confirms that.
Sure.
But look, well, you know, I thought Michigan was the team to beat for Aaron Childs till they weren't, you know. But right now, it's all good for Ohio State on the Edrick Houston front. I think that they're in fabulous position to ultimately land him. And, you know, schools will try and chip away at that moving forward. But I like where the Buckeyes stand with Edrick Houston.
Steve is referring to Aaron Childs, top of the board guy for Michigan, who I believe linebacker recently committed to Florida. Florida making a real surge here. I digress slightly, but very impressed with what Billy Napier has done on the recruiting front down there recently. He must have got their NIL right in line. Last year at this time, Ohio State had its hopes super high for three defensive ends. They got zero. So we're getting a little bit of angst on the boards now about this time around and how we're getting our hopes up for these defensive ends and defensive linemen. I've tried to explain that it's different this time around. I think you've done that too. But if you could help me out there a little bit with the board, I appreciate it.
Well, I just think that when you're recruiting in these five-star blue chip battles, that they don't always go your way. But you got to pick yourself up off the mat and get in there and keep swinging. In Ohio State, they have as much to offer a high-profile football prospect as anyone in the country. You know, obviously, it starts with the player development on the field, the strength and conditioning, the coaching staff. There's as much pedigree on this coaching staff as about anywhere in America. Ohio State plays in all the biggest games. They're always in contention to win the national championship, and their players are always in contention to win the Player of the Year award for their respective position. Then you talk about what they offer off the field, the great campus environment, you know, the great culture in the locker room. Ohio State's a contender for all these guys. And look, recruiting isn't for the faint of heart, you know, you're in it again for all these great players. Kobe Black, another one, five-star corner from Texas that Ohio State's got a real shot at. And, you know, we'll see where the dust settles on the other side.
Given all that, why would one want to leave the state of Ohio to play football? Yet that is where we are with two guys who, like I say in every show, you know, Steve can join in. We are legally obligated to comment on the battle for Aaron Scott and Bryce West. A lot of chatter on the boards. Depends on what day it is. You can get on there and hear that Wes is favoring Michigan, and you get on there the next day and hear Scott's favoring Michigan. Then you get on there the next day, they're favoring Ohio State. Obviously, you have your vibes on how it will turn out, but where are these recruitments right now, if you had to characterize them, and then your predictions for the immediate future, I guess?
Well, it's obviously down to the two Big Ten powerhouses right now for both those young men. And for the first time in a while, Michigan's able to kind of go toe for toe with Ohio State on the trail here. So they're a real opponent for y'all for guys that you want. Aaron Scott just had a good visit to Michigan. I think that he really likes Coach Klink, likes their scheme, really likes their strength and conditioning program. And likes what they've done on the field the last couple years. And he mentioned how close-knit their 2024 recruiting class is and how he fit in there as well. And then I just read that comment. That's why I'm smiling.
That stuff cracks me up. Go ahead.
And then I just spent time with Bryce West out in California, and he basically said it's down to these two. I've always kind of leaned Ohio State for Bryce West all the way through, not sleeping on Michigan there. You know, he loves the culture of Michigan's program too, and how the coaches and players interact, particularly. Aaron Scott told me he's really looking forward to his Ohio State visit this weekend. That was one of my big takeaways from the interview that I had with him about Michigan, was just the excitement that he has to get to Ohio State this weekend for his official visit, which will be his last trip before he makes a college decision. And so Bryce West said that he's excited to see what Aaron Scott and guys do too. So we'll see. Big weekend coming up here for Ohio State with these guys. The crystal ball is on Ohio State for both. I just think Michigan's a legitimate contender, and anyone that acted like this was a downhill recruitment that was leading easily to Columbus, I think Michigan has certainly been a worthy opponent on the trail for both of these guys. And there have been people around Aaron Scott that have liked Michigan's chances at times through this process. But you know, Ohio State gets the opportunity to get them on campus last. And judging by what Ohio State did this past weekend and how they moved the needle with so many guys, I mean, I think Ohio State had a flawless weekend. We'll see what that means as far as getting commitments go. But they planned a great weekend and everyone loved it. You know, they got to run it back.
We're going to take a quick break here at the 15-minute mark, pay some podcast bills.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we are back. Steve just commented on Aaron Scott and Bryce West. I just hope my feet are set when the announcement are made, because that's gonna have some ripple effect on these boards. And I just really hope it works out better for the good guys. Okay. We're going to answer some questions from the Peanut Gallery here in a bit. But what I really wanted to do is give you a chance to let everybody know what Ohio State's future is like at quarterback, because you got the chance to sit down with Aaron Nolan out at the Elite 11 in Redondo Beach. Shocker, you drew the Redondo Beach assignment for the nice sun and fun that was out there. But you guys were working hard, of course. I've said this many times now, it's become kind of cliche, but Aaron Nolan's one of those guys, when you're talking to him, that you start to like question how mature you are personally, because he's so on point and just comfortable in his own skin and just mature beyond his years. Now, that's not totally unheard of for a quarterback, but to combine the two and be a lefty, he's kind of a unique dude. Finished third, ironically, Julian Sain and Dylan Raiola finished ahead of him. Julian Sain, the first quarterback Ohio State went after in this class. Dylan Raiola was committed here, and the third-rated guy, according to y'all, is in the fold. If you could let us know what he was like as a guy, how he fit in amongst the people, what you thought of him as a quarterback, as deep a dive as you can do for us here would be appreciated.
Well, he was fantastic. I mean, he was the guy we thought he would be. He threw for over 4,000 yards en route to a state championship as a junior. And then he went out to the Elite 11 finals and showcased all the traits to be one of the best quarterbacks in college football on the next level. You know, he's got a quick release. He's got a strong arm. And there were times where he was, I mean, he was one of the best players on the field most of the weekend, you know. And so in addition to all that, as you guys know, he's got great intangibles. He's a phenomenal communicator. His people skills are off the charts. I think he's just a genuine guy. He's going to be a great teammate, great leader. You know, I asked him about his Ohio State visit and the highlights of the trip. And one of the highlights of the trip for Aaron Nolan is that he took his sister to the zoo. And now I know that the zoo in Columbus is off the charts because my brother lives in Grove City. But I've never heard, you know, I've covered recruiting for a long time and asked a lot of people about Ohio State visits and the zoo. It's the first time the zoo came up, you know. And so he's just a great kid. And one of his favorite parts was someone else's enjoyment on his official visit, this time his sister and not his own. You know, he was enjoying watching someone else have a great time, you know. So he's just going to be a great person to have in the locker room and a great ambassador for the program. And on top of all that, he's a hell of a player.
And on top of all that, it seems like he's growing. He's measured in a little bigger, and I've heard he's filling out a little bit. So you're talking about a guy that's going to fit every – he's going to check every box by the time he gets here, and we couldn't be happier about that and more looking forward to it. Like I said, if you have not watched the interview with Josh and Steve and Air, it's definitely worth it just to maybe intimidate you as an adult. Let's take some questions here and stick on the quarterback vibe, another name that everyone is now super familiar with. Mika Hanna asks, and you don't really need to comment on this specifically, but generally, where do you think Tavian Sinclair's ranking will be when all said and done? Meaning, do you feel like he's going to be among, you know, the national caliber dudes? We always like to know about that for Ohio guys. Like we said, this class is different because we've got two Ohio guys in it.
Yeah, I think he's among the top guys in the country talking to our staff that's seen him live this off season and just how much improvement that he's made physically. And then talking to college coaches, he's quickly become one of the more coveted guys in 2025. You know, we were able to get him into our top 247 a little early because of some reclassification, which opened up a spot, but I would think that he'll be a major riser. I think he'll be a major riser with us when we do our next update. And I love Ohio State's position for him, of course. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens with him.
Yeah, I'd be real. Ha! That's funny. That's a Grove City reference right there. No offense to your brother.
So my brother works.
Yeah, your brother's no Grove Tuckian. Go ahead.
My brother works in Chillicothe, so he just shoots right on down.
I believe your brother is a doctor, too, so. Shed no tears for the Wilfong fam at holidays. They're not skimping on the turkey. What do you feel about this? Even if I was not a Buckeye fan, but a top defensive back recruit, I would be excited to potentially practice against the best wide receiver room in America, but that's just me. Does that help?
You know what? I'm glad that came in because Bryce West said that exact same thing to me over the weekend. Great job, Brass Tacks. Just didn't have my notes, but yeah.
Brass Tacks is here for you, Steve.
That certainly resonates, so yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of receivers, did you get a chance to either see or speak to Jeremiah Smith out in California? What'd you think of him in person? Good Lord, the pictures are – I mean, he looks like a superhero physically, and he's. It seems like there's been a lot of chatter about his visits elsewhere. He's really been singing Ohio State's praises recently. What's your thoughts on the number one receiver in the class of 2024?
Well, he's always talked highly about Ohio State, and so I think the consensus has been that Ohio State, it's going to be tough to flip him from Ohio State, and he reiterated that when I talked to him on Thursday. He said that, look, he's confident Ohio State's going to get him to the first round of the NFL draft, and on his last visit, he spent a lot of time with Marvin Harrison Jr., Julian Fleming, and talked to them about their experience at Ohio State in this upcoming season and things of that nature. And certainly obviously loves Coach Hartline. Coach Day had another great visit. I think Ohio State's in fantastic position to keep him in the fold. I've seen him compete several times with my own eyes. He's fantastic. And one of the things he said to me that kind of stood out was that Ohio State, you know, obviously was telling, you know, pointing to the latest one, Marvin Harrison Jr., but saying that he could be even better than Marv. So, you know, he's obviously
pretty good.
Yep. He's a fantastic high school football receiver, as good as I've seen in a while. We were talking about who the last at the Elite 11 finals, who was the last receiver this good, and I don't think anyone could really think of one.
So it's funny you say that. When I did this draft thing with someone for Marvin Harrison for next year, in fact, CBS did a podcast about that, the Fornelli and those dudes. They went back in the draft and thought, okay, who would be drafted? I mean, who would be considered alongside Marvin Harrison as a draft prospect? They got all the way back to Julio Jones, which was about 10 or 11 years. And if you really think about it, Julio Jones, Jeremiah Smith, Marvin Harrison, they all kind of look the same when you see them in terms of just men above, just studs. Okay,
The Colts are going to be so – I just don't feel good about my Colts this year that we might be picking early. We might get another Marvin Harrison around here, which would not be too bad.
Yeah. Oh, man, that would be so cool to get Marvin Harrison in Indianapolis again. Oh, my God, that would be awesome. I'd get a jersey.
Yeah, I don't know. I just something.
It's possible.
Something tells me that it's shaping up that way because it's not like our receiver room is young. We got maybe Alec Pierce will take a huge step forward. He's obviously very athletic. We're going off the rails here.
That's all right.
Marvin Harrison Jr. to Indianapolis. We need a dynamic guy that just is an absolute beast at wideout. We don't have one right now in Indianapolis.
Okay, last question, and I get this routinely, and I'd love you to comment on it. The two guys Ohio State is going after from modern day big time, Brandon Baker and then Xavien Brown, I believe the defensive back. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Xavien Brown's going to end up at Ohio State.
Okay, Brandon Baker is the one I want to talk about. Can you give me what you know about it? I don't want to get my hopes up just because he's that kind of good. But when I was at the foundation fundraiser, I got a chance to talk to Justin Fry about this guy. And one thing I kind of got the vibe from Justin Fry is once he sets his sights on a dude, he's going to be in the mix for it. I'm not saying we'll get him, but I feel very confident they'll be in the mix. What's your vibe on it?
Well, I think that he had a great official visit to Ohio State a couple weekends ago. I think the dialogue remains consistent. I think Ohio State is one of the front runners for Brandon Baker, and he's taking his trips, was just at Texas. Oregon's obviously in there. Georgia is a contender for him. And so once he wraps up this official visit this weekend, we'll see what happens.
Just remember, if you are the prototype, Brandon Baker is the prototype, much like someone who went here named Paris Johnson Jr. And it comes to draft time, when all else fails, you're going to be picked very, very high. So let's hope Brandon Baker is going to get picked high wherever he goes. Let's hope Ohio State's recent tracker keep it together.
I thought the Colts should have took Paris, bailed out the quarterback. I just don't know. Man, I hope Richardson's the guy. I know he's talented. I just thought, well, we could have at least shored up tackle with a short thing and then see what happens at quarterback in next year's draft. And because I don't know, man. We'll see what
happens. I'm not sold. I got to see it, but
I got to see it too. We didn't see it at Florida, honestly.
He rose so much after the season that always makes me a little bit uncomfortable, especially because I had a conversation with Dane Brugler after that game he had. Was it Oregon at Florida where he just – there was a game early on in the season where he just looked like a superhero. And Dane and I were jesting, like, they should have the draft tomorrow and pick him first. And Dane, like, laughed and stuff. And essentially that happened, so – we don't know about Anthony Richardson. We do know about Steve Wiltfong bringing the noise. We'll see if we can get him back for next Tuesday. I've got to check the salary cap, but we appreciate him stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Take care, y'all. See you on the front row.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.